In a country bordering the Mediterranean, Christians are rejoicing. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After months of ministry shutdown, this organization is back at work. And speaking of work, one ministry is being diligent to include non-readers in the scope of missions. They believe that Jesus didn't isolate people if they couldn't read, and neither should we. I'll help you find your place in the stories. We're going to start today in the Middle East, where believers in Tripoli, Lebanon, are thanking the Lord for answered prayers. Tripoli is the second largest city in Lebanon. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says believers have been pleading with God for direction about a ministry center there.
We've been able to reopen, but it has not been without without fear and trepidation. We've been on our knees praying about what's the line between wisdom and foolishness, between being bold and being stupid.
Pressure from Muslim extremists had forced the ministry to close down the Tripoli Center for several months. But while the center was closed, Horizon staff was meeting with people individually who'd been coming to the services.
We have seen people come to Christ. A few dozen people have come to Christ from Muslim background in that Tripoli Center. And we continue to press forward in faith that number will continue to grow.
Would you partner with them in prayer?
Pray for Sheikh Bilal. He's the main Muslim leader who has been persecuting our center and the cause of the gospel. And I would just pray that the Lord would convict him, that he would stop stirring up persecution from the Muslim community.
Next, did you know that there is a so-called world war in Africa right now? 6 million people have died from fighting over 2 decades in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. It's a complicated conflict related to ethnic representation and political tension. In the heart of the region, there's also a people group that's never had scripture in the Tembo language. But John Hampshire with Wycliffe Bible Translator says they've been working with locals to change that, in spite of the risk.
They so wanted to have the scripture in their heart language that they continued to work even when there was insecurity and fighting in their area.
In October, Wycliffe finally dedicated a Tembo New Testament.
They set up a whole system of distribution, which basically involved pastors and other church leaders taking boxes of books of the New Testament to as many villages as they possibly could.
So pray for Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
There are somewhere between 60 and 70 languages in Eastern Congo that are still waiting for scripture in their heart language. So we continue to pray that God would provide resources and people, and both Congolese and expatriates, whoever is interested in working there, to be able to address these needs and see that these people have God's word in their heart language.
And most mission groups focus on specific countries or tribes or language groups with manageable numbers of thousands or millions, but not spoken worldwide. Ed Weaver says there are billions of people who do not or cannot read.
Well, there's probably about 2 billion people that fit into that category that really can't read anything, whether it's a trade language or whether it is their own mother tongue. So it's important that we understand what the audience is that we're really trying to focus on.
Weaver says non-readers are difficult to reach, which sometimes means they get left behind when it comes to mission.
It takes more money. It takes more manpower. It takes more logistics planning. They're further away from anything. But, you know, as I think we would all agree, that means that we should put that much more effort into it.
Would you consider supporting the work to make sure that no one gets left behind? After all, literacy has never been a requirement to be a follower of Christ.
We want to make sure that as an organization, we don't want to leave anybody behind. We want to make sure they have all access to the Word of God, regardless of their ability to read.
So pray that the truth of the gospel reaches every person in every hidden corner of the world. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Start your journey by clicking on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.